From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings another portion of the second of two messages entitled The Secure Standing of the Justified, part of his series in the book of Romans. The text is verses 1 and 2 of chapter 5, where Paul sets forth the glorious results of justification by faith. According to verse 1, the first consequence of justification is peace with God. Verse 2 speaks of the access Christ has given us into the grace of God. As Dr. Cairns has been emphasizing, Christ not only introduces us into the presence of God, He also maintains that secure standing. This gives believers great liberty to take the gospel to the unsaved. Paul goes on to speak of rejoicing in hope of the glory of God. Because God's love for His people does not change, afflictions can be borne with joy. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening.
Our text for today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9. My grace is sufficient for thee. If none of God's saints were poor and tried, we should not know half so well the consolations of divine grace. When we find the wanderer who has not where to lay his head, who yet can say, Still will I trust in the Lord. When we see the pauper starving on bread and water, who still glories in Jesus. When we see the bereaved widow overwhelmed in affliction, and yet having faith in Christ, oh, what honor it reflects on the gospel. God's grace is illustrated and magnified in the poverty and trials of believers. Saints bear up under every discouragement, believing that all things work together for their good, and that out of apparent evils a real blessing shall ultimately spring, that their God will either work a deliverance for them speedily, or most assuredly support them in the trouble, as long as He is pleased to keep them in it. This patience of the saints proves the power of divine grace. There is a lighthouse out at sea. It is a calm night. I cannot tell whether the edifice is firm. The tempest must rage about it, and then I shall know whether it will stand. So with the Spirit's work. If it were not on many occasions surrounded with tempestuous waters, we should not know that it was true and strong. If the winds did not blow upon it, we should not know how firm and secure it was. The masterworks of God are those men who stand in the midst of difficulties, steadfast, unmovable, calm mid the bewildering cry, confident of victory. He who would glorify his God must set his account upon meeting with many trials. No man can be illustrious before the Lord unless his conflicts be many. If then yours be a much tried path, rejoice in it, because you will the better show forth the all-sufficient grace of God. As for His failing you, never dream of it. Hate the thought. The God who has been sufficient until now should be trusted to the end.
My way.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Remember, we saw in Romans 3:23, in studying that, that the glory of God may mean God's approbation or praise. It means conformity to God's holiness. It speaks of eternal glory, what we generally refer to as heaven, in the presence of God. It speaks of eternal life in all its sinless fullness in the immediate presence of our all-glorious King. That's the glory of God. But we are told we come short of the glory of God. We cannot earn God's praise. We have in the fall lost conformity to His holiness. We cannot attain the glorious beatific vision of God in His heavenly kingdom. We cannot attain to it. We come short of the glory of God. And yet the Lord Jesus prayed, John 17:24, for His people. And He said, Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given Me be with Me where I am, that they may behold My glory. We come short of it. But Jesus prayed that we may experience it. By indwelling us, He guarantees that we will experience it. Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. As we live on earth, we are not sinless. I would to God we were, but man, we're not sinless. But I will say this, what's happening to us if we're saved? 2 Corinthians 3:18, we are being transformed into His image from glory unto glory. There is a sanctifying, transforming work going on, but we're not sinless. So therefore that sanctifying work cannot in itself be the assurance of eternal security. For thank God, though we're not sinless, we're justified. And therefore we have the guarantee of glory. As Paul says, Romans 8:18, he speaks of the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now those are the terms. Now let's put them all together. See how this assures believers of their absolute security in Christ. We make this point. The hope of believers is a well-grounded personal assurance of acceptance with God and of final entrance into glory. That's the hope of believers. I want you to follow me carefully here because I'm going to say something that may shock you and it may not. But I want you at least to understand what I'm saying. This is not a mere assent to doctrinal truth. Oh, we do assent to the doctrinal truth of justification by faith. We do assent to the truth of the glory of God that believers finally enter into. But Paul says we rejoice. We boast in hope of the glory of God. And that word boast is an expression of something we personally feel. Now, you have heard it said again and again by well-meaning preachers, and there's a time, I suppose, when it should be said. As long as it's not carried too far. But you've heard it said again and again, addressing people who are having struggles with assurance. And they say, I don't feel anything, I don't feel forgiven, I don't feel right with God, I don't feel justified, I don't feel. And preachers, and maybe you yourself would tell them, forget about your feelings. Now listen to me, that is absolute, abject nonsense. Furthermore, It's just about impossible. Forget about your feelings. What we ought to be doing is to examine the ground of those feelings. Let's get back to the basis of our feelings. And if, as is the case here in Romans 5, our rejoicing and our boasting and our expression of confidence is in the merit of the Lord Jesus Christ, then that is a well-grounded confidence. When I look at myself, I want to tell you, I have no ground to boast, and neither have you. And this is the trouble when people are saying, I don't feel, I don't feel, I don't feel. They're not getting their eyes on Christ. They're not seeing the all-sufficiency of Christ. They're not grasping that He has done enough. They're not grasping the effectiveness of His work and the truthfulness of His promise. They're not grasping that. When they take their stand on Christ, then they've got a good basis for boasting. God forbid that I should glory or boast save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. But equally, God forbid that I should refrain from boasting in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to tell you that's something to glory in. That's something to boast about, what Christ has done. And as I put all these terms together, I have to point out that the hope of believers holds up under every kind of trial. The tests of life, far from invalidating the hope of believers, emphasizes how secure is their standing. Verses 3 and 4, not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Notice how Paul begins and ends with hope. This confidence is his ongoing theme in this section, so that rejoicing in tribulations also is not something different than rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God. It's a particular expression of rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God. We rejoice in tribulations. The word tribulation means affliction. It does not mean minor discomfort. It means serious pain, physical, mental. It means deep, heart-rending affliction. It speaks of every kind of trial and suffering, but especially those endured for the sake of Christ or because we're Christians. Now, Paul says, we glory in tribulation. That certainly means that in the midst of tribulation, despite tribulation, we still boast in the Lord. See what he's saying? Nothing that happens to a Christian invalidates the gospel. Nothing that you suffer changes what Christ has done. Nothing of your circumstances, the things that get you upset, the things that become so depressive as you concentrate on them, none of those things in any way undermines what Christ has done or changes one iota of the objective truth of the gospel. Christ was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. So in the midst of trouble, what do? Think. 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 Christians get into trouble when they refrain from thinking. Through the New Testament, you're commanded to think, to consider, to reckon. These are all things that demand mental processes. But what are you to think? Self-pitying thoughts? No. They're always destructive. What are you to think? Why me? No. That is also destructive. Will this never come to an end? No. What are you to think? Think Christ. Think the gospel. Think of the things you can boast about. What Christ has done. What He is doing. Glory in the midst of your tribulation. But I have to say that to Paul this meant a whole lot more. When he speaks of men who glory in men, he speaks of men who glory on account of men. When he speaks of those who glory in the law, they're glorying on account of having the law. When he speaks of us glorying in God, he's speaking of us glorying on account of the God we have. And here he's speaking about glorying in tribulations. And I have to say, as I read what Paul writes in other places, he really means this. I am glorying on account of the fact that I'm suffering. Now, I don't think Paul liked suffering any more than you do or I do. But he took seriously the words of the Lord Jesus, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." And the comfort makes the mourning well worthwhile. "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and shall speak evil of you. Blessed are ye when men will persecute you." Happy? Glorying? Like the early apostles in Acts 5:41, they departed from the presence of the council rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name. Like the apostle Paul himself in that great 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians, verse 9 and 10, he said unto me, "My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness." Now here's Paul's deduction. Remember, he has been praying that God would take away a debilitating physical affliction. It was a hindrance. It was the messenger of Satan to buffet him. Understand what he's saying. This messenger of Satan to buffet him, it was like somebody hammering at his body and at his soul. He was in a fight. He was suffering immensely. And he was crying to God, "Lord, this is hindering me in my itinerant ministry of the gospel. Take it away." And his only answer was, "My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness." And Paul, in one of the most beautiful statements of submission and faith in all of Scripture, I can see him bow his head and say, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory." A minute ago he was praying, "Take it away." Now he's saying, "Lord, I will rather glory in my infirmities, in order that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Don't believe the devil's lie that if you're sick or afflicted or weak or in trouble, that therefore God is so angry with you that you cannot be of use to Him. God is saying the very opposite to Paul here. "Paul, I only use broken vessels." Want you to understand that? Every preacher I have ever known who has ever used of God in any significant way has first been brought to the place of utter brokenness and self-emptying. "Therefore," says Paul, "I take pleasure." And I have to confess, I find that so difficult to understand. But he says, "I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.